Good morning. Welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have Chief of Police Keith Colglazier. How are you doing, Keith?
Another year. In the books.
Made it through 19.
Yes.
It's on to 20.
Parade season's over. Got 9-month break. Here we go.
Okay. Now, I just want to tell you, I did mention to our state representative that there doesn't seem to be a clearinghouse for new laws in Illinois. Now here's the question. Did anything get done?
I haven't got anything.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did he understand that?
He said I had no idea. I'm going to have to check on that. And I was just like, how can we pass all these laws and then not inform the people who are there to enforce those new laws what they are?
Yeah, well, like I said, it gets trickled down to us, but it'd be nice if we got something sent to either the Training and Standards Board right away that got dished out to us. We talk about laws when we go to conferences. Hey, these are coming up. These are what they're voting on. This probably go through, but when they actually go through, it's kind of like, hey, we heard about it in the news.
Yeah, and it's like the marijuana law. Yeah. Is that concrete yet?
It's concrete. Well, it's wet concrete.
It's wet concrete.
Yeah, it's okay. They're forming.
They're.
I think. Well, we've already had 2 amendments. I think
they're floating it. Huh?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
We have a. What would be the right word there? We have a form, but it's in molding, I guess you would
okay.
say.
All right. There's some personal interpretation on the law.
Sometimes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about herd numbers on Nixle for the county and 911 stats and Crime Stoppers. We're going to talk about all of that in just a few moments here on Community Connection.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The budget is a pretty simple idea. Here's a couple things. Your budget is you telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. All a budget is you're doing it on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Every dollar has an assignment. Every dollar has a mission. Every dollar has a name before the month begins. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Chief of Police Keith Colglazier, and actually your first interview of the year.
First interview.
Yeah. So let's talk about the cannabis law. It's wet concrete, huh?
Yeah, January 1st, 2020.
All right.
Recreational use for adults only, 21 years of age and older.
And you can use it where?
Basically your home or your buddy's home.
Okay.
I mean, technically, you could probably, we're not going to be hardcore if you're on your back porch and fenced in.
Okay.
In your picture window where we can see. We're not going to be coming, breaking door down.
All right. So where does the line get crossed between illegal use and legal use?
Well, it's like we previously, when we did a press release at the beginning of the year, this is similar to how the liquor ordinance in Fairfield used to be. That we recently changed.
Okay.
Their wording is a public place. A place where a person would reasonably be suspected to be viewed.
Okay.
So, street, businesses, parks, buildings,
right.
Public. So basically, yeah. they confine it to your home.
Now.
Is what they do.
Okay. So let me give you this example. A young lady I know on Facebook was sent out a message. She was at Red Robin in Fairview Heights, I'm going to say. And there was a guy in the parking lot, and he was lighting up his bong. Illegal. Okay.
Now, on top of the public place, you think that would cover everything, right?
Yeah.
In my mind, it does.
Right.
Well, now we're going to throw in smoke-free Illinois.
Okay.
That says you can't smoke 15 feet from a public entrance.
All right.
But you can't be viewed in public place.
So why would you be 15 feet in front of a public entrance?
Yes.
Unless there's a...
And the one that I did find interesting is if you have a licensed daycare in your home, you can't do it in your home.
Oh, okay.
Or federally funded properties.
Oh, okay.
So that will encompass Wayne County Housing Authority property.
So Wayne County Housing Authority would be illegal. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like you can't take a check at the dispensary because...
It's a cash-only business.
Yes, because the checks are federally backed.
Right.
For the bank.
And it's a cash-only business because it's still against federal law.
Yep, and I've heard up north they've already had a dispensary break-in, and they had to close it down because they had a large sum of money taken.
Okay.
And then also I heard that they're shutting some down because of lack of product now.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I've seen the post about lack of product.
Yeah, I've seen the lines on the first day.
Uh-huh.
Surprisingly, they were open on January 1st, but it's a supply and demand business.
Well, you know, the lieutenant governor needed her gummies.
You think she stood 6 hours?
I don't think she stood 6 hours. And what's more is I don't think that they're going to make her pee in a cup later. For some reason, that's just, you know. Workplace is going to dictate how you use.
Yes, and the law. I mean, if you want to get into our realm, law enforcement, corrections, firefighters, on or off duty, we can prohibit it.
Okay.
And we do.
Okay. All right.
That's the last thing you want is somebody not having a clear mind who's carrying a firearm.
On duty.
Yeah.
With the ability to tase or shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, you know, just play with that billy club.
We want to come to work as best we can.
You still carry the billy club?
Very few do. Okay. They're expandable batons now.
Oh, okay.
Very few departments are carrying them, but some still do.
Mm-hmm.
The sap from back in the old days, basically a lead bar wrapped in leather. still have one of those from my father that's on a shelf. Do not carry that. And then they had the side handle batons, which a lot of people have gone away from too.
Oh, okay.
Tasers pretty much
takes care of everything.
Is the less lethal now. It doesn't take care of everything. You like to have options.
Okay.
But there's certain room on your belt that you have to carry.
Right.
You know, if you think about the stuff, gun, ammunition, handcuffs, at least one set because you deal with more people. Sometimes you're by yourself. Radio, taser, pepper spray, baton, gloves, as in protective gloves. Belt only goes so big. Your back begins to hurt. We've actually switched to kind of a load-bearing vest to a point. Half uniform, half they're allowed to get stuff off their belt to help their back because back injuries are a big deal in law enforcement.
Okay.
You're sitting in the car a lot, and your body's not made to have it all around your waist.
Okay.
Like a diving belt is what it feels like.
Right.
Then you got your protective vest. I mean, you're putting on probably an extra 20-25 pounds every day.
Okay. And carrying that around for a while.
Yeah.
Or can you take it off in the car? Because I can't imagine that would be comfortable.
We rip up a lot of seats, I'll tell you that. but no, you got to be ready to jump out of that car and work.
Okay. Now, so you can't take it off.
Now, how our vests are designed, if you're up in the office writing a report, mm-hmm. You can take it off and kind of cool off.
Right.
You know, because you got to remember, 105 degrees out there standing on pavement, get a little warm.
Yeah.
Get a little warm. Now, it's good in the winter. Keeps your core nice and warm. Don't really have to have a jacket.
Oh, okay.
Best of both worlds there.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's tools of the trade. I mean, you kind of know it going into it. That's what we got to carry.
Okay. All right, we are going to be back in just a few moments. We're going to talk about Nixle and 911 stats with Chief of Police Keith Kalkleisher. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here. Saturday mornings at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Chief of Police Keith Kalkleisher, and we are talking about we've been talking about cannabis and equipment on the. And you wanted to come back to cannabis for just a moment,
real quick.
The carrying of cannabis,
the possession of cannabis,
Home,
walking the street, public, you can have it on your possession in some kind of container. That changes when you switch to a vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Now, when you're transporting a vehicle, it's got to be sealed, odor-proof, and child-resistant. Now, if you're caught in a vehicle not carrying correctly, you're subject to arrest then.
Okay.
Which could also lead to the impounding of your car. So just be aware. When you're traveling in a motor vehicle, the rule does change a little bit.
All right. Okay, so...
like I said, we're not out to get... This is legal. We're not out to get people, but we need to educate people that you got to carry it in a certain fashion when you're traveling in a vehicle.
Okay.
And that's passenger or driver.
All right. So be aware of...
Yep. And then drivers, DUI laws still apply.
All right. Is there a way to test yet?
We do the standardized field sobriety testing to show impairment.
Okay.
If we believe there's enough, then we proceed to a urinalysis, and then we send it off to a lab.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Nixle. You introduced it last month when you were here, and it had just been operating like a couple days then, right?
Yeah. The Emergency Management Agency, Jeff Jake, basically spearhead this with the health department.
Okay.
Giving us all access to help the community notify people. We've jumped to 1,100 subscribers already.
Wow.
And then once again, you can opt in by sending a text message to 888-777 and include your zip code in that text message.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. It's very easy to do. Now, once you create an account, let's say you don't have a phone in today's world. You don't have a phone and you still want to be a part of this.
Right.
You can go to nixle.com, sign up, and you can actually get landline calls and they'll call you.
Oh, really?
Or you can get emails. So, and then you can modify what alerts you want, what alerts you don't want.
Okay.
It's very customizable.
Oh, okay.
So, and this is going to broaden, we believe. We're working on maybe a tip service of it. If we put out and ask for a tip, you can respond.
Okay.
Also, we're going to try to hopefully incorporate the city. We've had a bunch of boil orders with all the new lines going in, getting hooked up right now.
Right.
We can notify certain people in that area and send just to their phones.
Okay.
So it can be dialed down or it can be countywide.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I got a few from Hamilton County that were passed on when I signed up for it.
Okay.
But, if you got something coming through Hamilton County coming north,
right,
it'd be nice to know.
Okay.
So that service is out there. It's a free service.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage everybody to sign up for that, especially... It's January. We may have some winter storms yet. You never know.
Exactly.
But we also, of course, this week, we tested the storm sirens. So we do that every month. And you never know when the storm season will be here.
Right. Okay. Here's I signed up for the Nixle. And so far, it's been great. The one hang up I had was I was in Evansville and got a notice about something in Wayne County, and I was just like, I'm not in that area code right now. I'm not in that zip code right now.
It was probably the blast message.
Yeah.
So like I said,
can I customize it, that part out of it?
I think you need to customize the alerts alone.
Okay.
Not just, I can't give you an example, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But if you sign up for it and they do a wide blast, you're going to
right.
get it. And the other way, I didn't think about this before, if you follow, the EMA on their Facebook page,
right,
they're going to post Nixle alerts there. So if you like them, you're going to give them that way as well.
Oh, okay.
Or access to them. How about that?
Access to them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the access didn't bother me. I was just thought this was whole geofencing area.
You know that coming home, though.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, it's geofenced to your phone number.
Right.
So, not where you are live. We're not tracking you.
I guess that's a good thing.
But see, now heading home from Vandenberg County, you know what to expect when you get home then.
Well, yeah.
It's good to be in the loop.
It's good to be in the loop.
Especially being the newsman.
I'm not the newsman. All right. So the subscriber numbers for Nixle. And again, the number to call or to text is?
888-777. That'd be your zip code to that number. Or you can also go to nixle.com. And
is that N-I-X-E-L?
L-E.
L-E. Okay. Okay, nixle.com. Get the right website and get signed up for alerts here in Wayne County.
Yes.
Is it all Wayne County?
Yes. I mean, right now, I mean, that's, it's a, like I said, it's a cooperation between the health department, EMA, and actually 911 put some money into it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we look forward to using it.
Okay. All right. So get signed up for Nixle, 888-777. Text your zip code to that number, and you can get text alerts on things happening in your area. We will be back in just a few moments with Chief of Police Keith Conklager here on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Fried chicken? Love it. That's a topic on the show about absolutely nothing. We call it morning coffee. We even give you the opportunity to chime in. There really isn't anything like this. It's about nothing. And we invite a guest to take the rudderless ride along with us. That's Morning Coffee, weekdays between 8 and 9 on the station listened to, not just heard, 104.9 FM WFIW. Or you can find our shows archived and streaming live on WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Chief of Police Keith Conklager, and we are talking about the things that let's go back to things that have gone on in the county or in the city. The last year, what are your 911 stats for the year?
Impressive. How about that?
I
thought you were going to ask me for the strangest call I had this year. And
I can do that.
I don't have enough fingers for that.
Oh, okay. You hear everything, though, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Now I remember when we started 911.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how people...
Pretty basic.
It was pretty basic. And people were afraid because they were like, oh, it's just another number I have to remember. And I could never figure that out. Yeah, it's the one you only number you have to remember. You don't have to remember ambulance or... you. So, 911. How did the year go?
Yeah, like I said, it is. As you said, we started very, very basic. How many years ago was that now? 14?
Low and many.
Yeah, many. Or 05 maybe.
Yeah, something
so
like that.
So it'd be close. So we went from pre-basic county to enhanced 911, where we're getting there to enhance. That's our goal for next generation 911. So before you'd call 911, it would switch it to a 7-digit number. It kind of got really complicated in the back end. And, of course, you've been in our building recently.
Right.
And I would say that we're right up there with the best, pretty current with technology.
Yeah.
With what we run.
Right.
So proud of that. Proud of the board. Proud of Tom Winland. And the county should be proud because that's a lifeline to a lot of people that we can get help to.
It's so much easier.
Yes.
So number of calls is in the last year.
Last year, 2019, we had 8,880 calls that were logged for service alone.
That's just for service.
That's just for service. Now the mind-boggling number in my building, which is 911 and Fairfield Police, basically.
Right.
We handled approximately 31,000 phone calls. That's a lot of communication.
That's a lot of people.
That's all the way from somebody's having their worst day to, hey, I want to sell you something. But
okay,
that's a lot of phone calls.
31,000 calls.
Yep.
8,000 for service.
31,000 calls, and I have one person answering that call on that shift every day.
Every day.
It gets busy for them.
Yeah, and. So do you have enough telecommunicators?
I'm actually trying to get more right now.
Okay.
Because there comes a time when the busy part of the day, we're going to have to fill two seats.
Mm-hmm.
There's a formula that the state of Illinois puts out that we look at and say, okay, yeah, we're still all right to run one with our backup at Edwards County.
Okay.
But there will come a time when, all right, you got so many calls, you need to cut. And that's the reason we haven't built two stations in, one for backup, and two in case we have a big problem.
Okay. All right. So if you don't know, if you haven't been to the Fairfield Police Department, there's a room that the 911 operates out of. There's a desk on one end, a desk on the south end, a desk on the north end, which is where the 911 operator sits. It's an amazing piece of technology. That's why I know about it, because I took my class out there. You gave us a tour. They still love the desk more than anything. But and the 8 screens doesn't hurt. So what will come this year, and will we get to the enhanced 911 this year?
I think we're shooting for 2021, but I'd bring Tom back for that one.
Okay. All right. And
that's just basically where, I mean, there's a little more details. They're wanting to add elevation into your 911 call. That way, if you're in a big city with a building, you know, it kind of puts you closer to where you need to be.
Oh, okay.
Video, be able to send video to a dispatch. I think that's all in the future.
Oh, okay.
Especially everybody has a computer in their hand every day.
Right. And you can text 911, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you can't video text a...
Right.
All right.
Now we do have the ability with our system. We pay for an extra module that if you're lost and you cannot give us any idea where you're at, we can send you a link via text message. Mm-hmm. When you open that, it will open up your phone to track. Plus, if you take a picture, it will start snapping pictures. We get them.
Okay.
With that module.
Okay.
It's not tied to 911. It's tied to our other system.
Oh, okay.
But it's just another layer if somebody gets lost in backwater or something like that.
Which happens all the time.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at. Well, can you take a picture of something around you? And then...
If you hang around my group of friends, we have the New Year's Eve story where a woman went out, got lost, did not have the slightest idea where she was, and we searched for her for 3 hours.
Yeah. We actually used that item. We had a lady who's claimed that she was being held against her will. She was actually outside the residence when she called. We asked her to start sending pictures because the mapping was close, but it just put us in a general area.
Right.
She took pictures of surrounding residents, and we found her on the porch right then.
Oh, okay.
Just by sending, because then once we get them in dispatch, we have the mobile data computers, and my dispatch can turn around and send that to the officers to help locate.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty impressive.
Are they using the geo trackers from the pictures, or?
It's actually that link. We'll open it up.
Okay.
So, and as long as that link's open, we can still communicate.
Okay. All right. What's Crime Stoppers up to?
Taking tips.
Taking tips.
Need some tips. We got some recent burglaries. Like starting the year off right, knock some stuff out.
Okay.
So we're always accepting tips by phone, 842-9777. And that can be voice or text to that number.
Voice or text, Crime Stoppers. And you could get a reward.
Yes.
Anonymously.
Yes.
Don't have to give your name.
Don't have to give your name.
So you're looking for a reward. You've got a reward or the Crime Stoppers. You're not part of the Crime Stoppers.
It doesn't have to be a crime that's been reported either.
Okay.
If you see something.
Right. Something funky at Taco Tierra the other night.
Yeah. If you see somebody walking out with a bunch of money, go ahead and give us a text.
Okay. All right. Are we going to see an upswing in crime now? Are you expecting an upswing, or are you expecting the cold weather to keep it crime sort of down?
I don't think we've hit cold weather yet.
Okay.
Still t-shirt weather almost. See a lot of shorts out there.
Yeah.
We'll have the cold snap eventually. Seems like crime, I hate to say it, is on the rise everywhere. If anybody turns on the news, local news anywhere, you're going to see that.
Okay.
The cannabis addition to the element, you had the video gaming element, we think increased in thefts a little bit, had play in the hand there, and cannabis, time will tell.
Okay.
What
are you looking for new in 2020? You looking at any new equipment, any new processes?
Hopefully get our SRO up and going.
Okay.
Like to have that done. Equipment, we're good. Well, we'll increase some more training, get the department well-rounded. That way, have everybody specialize that, you know, when you call, we've seen that. We can help you with that.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to go research. Look at that training up there.
Okay. All right. That has been Community Connection with Chief of Police Keith Cogglazier. Nixel is 888-777. Text your zip code to that, and you can get updates on your area. And then Crime Stoppers, if you have a tip, call 842-9777. Or you could text it to them, too. And you might get a reward.
That's correct.
All right. Keith, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Tom.
No problem.